Gemma! Felicity's voice. Stay with me.
Yes, I say, my hand reaching toward the tree in longing, for it understands me. I press my palm to the bark, and suddenly everything vanishes. It's only the tree and me. I see Eugenia Spence before it, regal and sure. I look for my friends, but they've gone.
Give yourself to me, Gemma, and you will never be alone again. You'll be worshipped, adored, loved, but you must give yourself to me, a willing sacrifice.
Tears slip down my face. Yes, I murmur. Gemma, don't listen, Circe says hoarsely, and for a moment I don't see Eugenia. I see only the tree, the blood pumping beneath its pale skin, the bodies of the dead hanging from it like chimes. I gasp, and Eugenia is before me again.
Yes, this is what you want, Gemma. Try as you might, you cannot kill this part of yourself, the solitude of the self that waits just under the stairs of your soul. Always there, no matter how much you've tried to be rid of it. I understand. I do. Stay with me and never be lonely again.
Don't listen to that bitch, Circe croaks, and the vines tighten around her neck. No, you're wrong, I say to Eugenia, as if coming out of a long sleep. You couldn't kill this part of yourself, and you couldn't accept it either.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean, she says, sounding uncertain for the first time.
That's why they were able to take you. They found your fear.
And what, pray, was it?
Your pride. You couldn't believe you might have some of the same qualities as the creatures themselves.
I am not like them. I am their hope. I sustain them.
No, you tell yourself that. That's why Circe told me to search my dark corners so I wouldn't be caught off guard. Circe laughs, a splintered cackle that finds a way under my skin.
And what about you, Gemma?
Eugenia purrs.
Have you searched yourself, as you say?
I've done things I'm not proud of. I've made mistakes, I say, my voice growing stronger, my fingers feeling for the dagger again. But I've done good, too.
And yet you're still alone. All that trying, and still you stand apart, watching from the other side of the glass, afraid to have what you truly want, because what if it's not enough after all? What if you get it, and you still feel alone and apart? So much better to wrap yourself up in the longing, the yearning, the restlessness. Poor Gemma, she doesn't quite fit, does she? Poor Gemma, all alone.